USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to Johns Hopkins University, there were more than 52,000 new infections nationwide. It's the biggest single-day surge in the coronavirus pandemic. The surge is causing more states to halt reopening plans or impose new restrictions. Governor Gavin Newsom is shutting down indoor activities for at least 3 weeks in 19 California counties.
Restaurants, movie theaters, zoos, museums.
The order includes shutting down bars and beach parking lots. Vice President Mike Pence traveled to coronavirus hotspot Arizona. Hospitals there are hiring out-of-state medical workers to handle the overload of patients.
We're going to make sure that Arizona has whatever it takes to meet this moment, to slow the spread, to flatten the curve, to save lives.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The crowd was overjoyed in Richmond, Virginia. The crowd braved a thunderstorm as they watched the statue of General Stonewall Jackson come down. City Councilman Mike Jones.
It is just awesome to see these young protesters create what Martin Luther King called the beautiful community.
There's big changes coming to social media, not just fact-checking, but also in advertising. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Expect Facebook to look a bit different this month. Over 400 advertisers are launching a boycott starting today. The companies are taking part in the Stop Hate for Profit campaign. They've all promised they won't spend money on Facebook ads during the month of July. The boycott coming after several civil rights groups have accused the social media giant of allowing hate speech and misinformation spread across its platform.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Department of Homeland Security said it plans to deploy a newly established task force to protect federal statues and other monuments over the 4th of July weekend. Acting Secretary Chad Wolf established the Protecting American Communities Task Force to protect monuments after many have been toppled in recent weeks because of their links to slavery, racism, or colonialism. President Trump signed an executive order last week to protect federal monuments and directed the department to provide personnel to assist with the effort. Wolf said his department will monitor potential civil unrest or destruction and deploy resources to protect federal monuments and work with the Interior and Justice Departments to share intelligence. The effort comes amid widespread Black Lives Matter protests worldwide, inspired by the police-involved death of George Floyd in Minneapolis on May 25th. Some demonstrators have brought down or attempted to bring down statues honoring historic figures who have owned slaves or been involved in the Confederacy or efforts to forcefully relocate Native Americans. In some places, leaders have approved the official removal of such statues, including a Confederate monument in Denton, Texas, a statue of President Theodore Roosevelt at the American Museum of Natural History in New York, and a statue of George Preston Marshall, the founder of the NFL's Washington Redskins. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.